This is Global Air Force.
Well, the devil's in the phone booth, calling 911. Yeah, the church is on their knees and they're loading up the spiritual gun. Well, the devil's already had us, but the tables have turned, and now he's on the run. The devil in the phone booth. My whole life has changed since the Lord saved me. I proclaim the mighty name of Jesus Christ to everyone that I see. You know the keys to the kingdom are the secret to success. To loose the Holy Ghost and the Son, the devil's in the phone booth. Down at 911.
And this is what many of you are going to experience, a great breakthrough. Because, you know, listen, the Bible says, if my people, say that with me, if my people. Always remember this principle. It always took just a handful of people that changed the world, that changed society that they lived in. And if you do anything below what you've been born of God to do as a believer, you are going to be a bored, frustrated Christian. And I'm praying this weekend that God is going to restore to you the spirit of triumphant living. We are going to be, hear this, I'm prophesying right now, we are going to be baptized in His confidence. There's a baptism of confidence that's coming.
And here's your host, Dr. Jim Rome.
Did you know that God wants to be seen and heard in your life? It says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, beginning with verse 19, God says this, I've not spoken in secret in a corner of the land, a land of darkness. God has spoken in open light that we can hear Him. And today we are reporting on what God is doing. Today we are presenting the second part of a series with Dr. James Maloney. He has experienced in his ministry signs and miracles. They demonstrate God's love, power, and willingness to intercede in our lives. Here he is, Dr. James Maloney.
Wake up, Jonas! It's the foolish things of the world that confound the wise. If you're concerned about your reputation, hopefully it's been gloriously ruined. I understand the scripture in Proverbs. God gives you favor in the sight of God and man. I understand that, but not at the expense of the anointing. You've been marked a long time ago. Just get over it. It's like my dad came up to me the other day, 90 years of age. 90! I tease him, God! Because he's got a 62-year-old girlfriend. My dad doesn't know one scripture in the Bible, but the enemy has made sure he knows this one. Well, King David had a young lady that wrapped herself around him, you know, to keep him warm at night. He's got that scripture down. Only one he knows in the Bible. So my dad hadn't set foot in a church in 70 years. So his previous girlfriend, who was a missionary Baptist, how many know there are Baptists, then there's missionary Baptists. Missionary Baptist, get saved, get saved, get saved, get saved, get saved. He got so sick of it, he dumped her. But anyway, she said, if you don't go to your son's meeting, I'm not going to date you anymore. I don't care how you get him in. So he sits way in the back. So I remember before the service, I said, God, please, isn't this terrible to have to tell you this? Don't let him get blown away. Lord Jesus, give me opportunity to explain to him some of these manifestations. And he doesn't know. He's never set foot in a church in his life, let alone one of our meetings. And this is a great church, and the pastor is just dignified and respectable. And he gets up, and as he gets up, he starts swooning. And went, boom! And the whole worship team went, boom! And my dad always told me, he said, don't you ever become one of those holy rollers. And so for the next 2 hours, God is my witness, 300 of these people were rolling on the front. My dad's eyes were like this. He didn't run out. His girlfriend, Missionary Baptist, was under the chair. I said, Lord, I got to go home and I've got to face my dad. After the service, I said, Dad, what'd you think? Well, he says that one thing, son, I can say, you sure to believe in having fun. Y'all, it's like a three-ring circus. The next night, he's halfway sitting there in the aisle, only seat he could find on the edge. Now, this is what I term, I got a great message called Divine Setups. Teach my students Divine Setups. Most of the miracles, great miracles you will see will be setups. You stumble into them. No, it's really the truth. And so he's sitting on the corner there, and this woman in a wheelchair, paralyzed from waist down, hadn't walked 12 years, sits right next to him. And all of a sudden, as I start ministering, her legs start going. And she prayed earlier. She said, God, if you'll just heal me. I haven't been able to dance for you for 12 years, but if you'll heal me, I'll dance with you with all of my might. I just want to get healed so I can dance. I miss dancing for you. And all of a sudden, her legs in the. And she looks at my dad. She says, I'm getting healed. She pulls her legs, out and pulls the pedals up and says, here goes, boom, and she starts dancing. And then all of a sudden she says, I need something to dance with, and grabs my dad and starts, oh my God, oh man, they're going all over the place. I said, that did it. The next night he's in the front row. And a lady comes up who had a cancer this size protruding out of her dress, huge goiter. And my dad, on his own, got up and put his nose right there. And it just disappeared in front of him. And he shook. And he looked at me. And he always used to tell me, when are you going to get a real job? I never heard from him again.
Wow, that was wonderful, Dr. Maloney. That Dr. Maloney, he has some experiences, but amidst all those experiences, there's some great lessons. He's a great teacher. And he takes us places that we don't normally go. But praise the Lord, we are on our way. So, until we meet again, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. You can contact Dr. Rome or today's guest by logging on to www.globalairforce.net. Once again, the website is www.globalairforce.net. All passengers boarding for Global Air Force are now boarding at K1.
The devil's in the phone booth, down in 911.